Thank you for standing by. This is the conference operator. Welcome to the Eldorado Gold Corporation Kışladağ Update and Consolidated Outlook conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode, and the conference is being recorded. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To join the question queue, you may press star one on your telephone keypad. Should you need assistance during the conference call, you may signal an operator by pressing star zero. I would now like to turn the conference over to Peter Lekich, Manager, Investor Relations. Please go ahead, Mr. Lekich.
Thank you, operator, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for taking the time to dial into our conference call today. With me in Vancouver this morning are George Burns, President and CEO, Phil Yee, Executive Vice President and CFO, Paul Skayman, COO, and Jason Cho, Executive Vice President, Strategy and Corporate Development. Our release last night details the decision to resume mining and heap leaching at Kışladağ and provides our consolidated outlook for 2019 through 2021. All dollar figures discussed today are in U.S. dollars unless otherwise stated. We will be speaking to the slides that accompany this webcast. You can download a copy of these slides on our website. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that any projections included in our discussion today are likely to involve risks, which are detailed in our 2017 AIF and in the cautionary note on slide one. I will now turn the call over to George.
Thanks, Peter, and good morning, everyone. So today we will begin by reviewing our decision to resume mining and leaching at Kışladağ and to suspend advancement of the mill project. Both Paul and I will add more color on this before Phil will go through our production and cost guidance for the next 3 years. We will say a few words on Lamaque and Olympias before opening it up for questions. To put some context around how we arrived at this change of plan at Kışladağ, we've laid out a timeline on slide three. In 2017, we determined that we were seeing lower heap leach recoveries, and this necessitated evaluation of other processing alternatives. We evaluated milling and high-pressure grinding rolls. It was determined that a mill project would be best suited to increase gold recovery and maximize value. In Q1 2018, we announced that we would halt ore mining pending completion of the mill feasibility study. Prior to cessation of ore mining, we placed approximately 900,000 tons of ore on a line test pad. This material began leaching in early Q2 and continued over the course of 2018 while the mill study progressed in parallel. To put this into perspective, a 250 leach cycle is about 8.5 months. We only began to see higher recovery than expected in mid Q3, though at that time it was still below 50%. This was around the time the board made the decision to advance the mill project. Recall that this was a decision that was based on earlier column test work that resulted in much lower recoveries. Under a 250-day lead cycle, we observed recovery of approximately 58%. This is 40% higher than the prior work indicated with the normal 90-day lead cycle. With the recovery data from the 250-day lead cycle, we began to revise our metallurgical assumptions late in fourth quarter. A new metallurgical model was developed based on this longer lead cycle. This was used to reevaluate heap leaching and the resulting significantly improved economics. In light of this, we plan to resume mining and heap leaching by the end of this quarter and are suspending advancement of the mill project. That said, the mill project remains viable in the short term. We will continue to assess the ongoing test work and operational results of the heap leach and the viability of the mill project. With that, I'll pass it over to Paul to run through the details.
Thanks, George. Here on slide four, you can see the leach performance over the extended period of 300 days. The
graph shows gradually increasing recoveries over time. On the left side, you can see the results of the 2-meter column, which is the blue line. This is the standard test for this material. After approximately 60 days, this material was indicating recoveries of just over 40%, and at this stage, the curve is virtually flat and the test would have been ended. This number was backed up by the intermittent bottle roll test that we developed as a check. Instead of stopping the column, we rested it, shown here in a dotted line, and then reintroduced solution at around 75 days. This resulted in a bump in recovery and some continued leaching. We continued to do this and eventually ended up with recovery on the 2-meter column at nearly 58%. On the large test pad, which is the gold line, at approximately the 130-day mark, leach recovery began to flatline and the test pad was put into rest mode and no solution was applied. We're normally leaching the 10-meter lifts on the pad to around 90 to 120 days. Following a 40-day rest period, solution was reapplied to the pad and recoveries again began to increase to 58%, seen at around 250 days. The third line in light blue is a 10-meter column of the same material that was being tested in the laboratory. Initial test work has indicated that there are 22 million tons of material that can be economically leached using this longer leach cycle. Moving to the next slide, where you can see a cross-section of the Kisadar pit. The darker shaded areas indicate the material with recoveries based on the column test work and the line test pad, whereas the lighter shade is all targeted for additional test work. The material in the 22 million tonnes is expected to provide overall recoveries at approximately 50%, with the darker material shown here giving the higher recovery. Key takeaways here are that subject to further metallurgical test work under the long leach cycle of 250 days for this deeper material, potential exists for higher heap leach recoveries and potential to extend the mine life. With the test pad information and a review of our column work completed on core throughout the years, we've developed an updated metallurgical model. We know that there's a metallurgical recovery boundary in the pit, as shown here by the interface between the darker and lighter yellow shaded material. We're still trying to understand the physical reasons behind this interface, but understand that it's associated with gold deportment and access to gold of various crush sizes. We have confidence in the improved recoveries of the longer leach cycle for the higher material, but we'll need more metallurgical work to be completed on the deeper material, and we'll be doing this during 2019. To date, the deeper material is shown